subject, young, confused woman forced into threesome. Hello, Stephen Shirley. I am a 26-year-old confused female that is looking for advice with my lover that I've been with since I was 19 years old. This man is also the father of my child. Oh, did I do my disclaimer? I'm sorry.
No.
Disclaimer, please.
Yes.
If you have children, please, you don't want them to hear this. You really don't. And if they do, use it as a teaching moment. But I don't know. You don't want to teach them this. Just don't let the kids hear this one, okay? Bottom line. This man is also the father of my child. He has been incarcerated for about 4 years. I have not been sexually active since he's been incarcerated. I've been saving myself for him. And he told me that when he comes home, we will get married. The problem is that I had problems with him cheating with multiple women, and when the women thought he would serve life in jail, I was the only one to stick around, and I still am. This man knows that I don't have any interest in women, but he keeps pressuring me to give him a threesome with another woman when he comes home. He even told me that his fantasy was to see me have sex with him and another woman. He told me that it's a way to keep our sex life spiced up when he comes home. After all that I've done for him and saved myself for 4 years, it's hurting me to know that he has fantasies of me with other women. He knows that I had trust issues in the past with him sleeping with other women, and now that it's almost time for him to be released, I don't know what I should do. I want to keep my man, but I am scared to do a threesome just to keep him around and interested in me. Please help. Well, you can take the fear out of it. I understand that, you know, you may have some issues with that and you're confused because you're young. But you say, I want to keep my man. And here's a news flash for you, young lady. This is not your man. You've been there for him since you were 19 years old. That is enough, okay? You have saved yourself for him, waited on him for 4 years, had a baby for him, and the Lord only knows what else. So don't even think about doing anything else. You have done enough, all right? Especially a threesome. Get that out of your mind immediately. If he loved you, if he appreciated you, if he cared about you, if he was really your man, he wouldn't be pressuring you to do anything so demeaning because you don't want to do it. Please know, you do not have to do anything that you don't want to do. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it, and he can't make you do it. Don't allow him to talk you into it or to try to make you do it, all right? My suggestion for you really is to not be there when he gets out. He's already done so many hurtful things to you with the other men and all, with the other women, I mean, and all that. Why are you even still there? Cheryl?
I understand her desire to show loyalty and dedication to men. Sometimes when we in love, Scarlett, we do stupid stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Put money on dudes' books, you know, send pictures, you know, stuff I have done. Let me just speak for myself.
Put some money on the books, Cheryl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love pictures. You, Cheryl.
Care
Underwood.
Packages. You know, come in with them nunchucks up my back, talking about we gonna escape. You know, things like that.
Speak for yourself only, Cheryl.
Right. I can't speak for you, Shirley. You ain't never dealt with no man that was a political prisoner in the United States government. You know what I'm saying.
Right.
You ain't never been with no man that was in the struggle,
P-O-W.
That was trying to do something for our people. Brothers gonna work it out three the hard way. They miss. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Back to the left. Caught up.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I got
get
caught
in
up.
Now.
Here's where I got a problem. No, anytime you try to bring another woman into bed with me, that's just inconceivable. Why? Because I am already enough for you, and if you've been in jail, you're supposed to be only thinking about me. But if you need multiple women in the bed, then I will go three faces of Eve on your ass. I will go simple. I will go Nikki and Vicky for What Life to Live. I will go Connie Falconberry and Kate Hour with Jenna Hospital. I don't care, but I'm gonna tell you what though. I ain't gonna get in bed with no other woman. You guys can't bring other things to the bed. You can't bring a monkey to the bed. Go, let's do it. Me, you, and the monkey. You want some
don't
hot monkey?
Don't tell Steve that.
I'm not doing all that.
Don't tell
I'm not
Steve
doing all that.
That.
I can't do it. I'm too old for when I was young.
Though. A little small monkey though.
A little small. Just which like one? The one with the big eyes?
Yeah.
And the three fang on the side.
Yes, the one from Hangover Part 2. That one.
Yeah. But you know what I can't do? That monkey that was in that Clint Eastwood movie. It's orangutan. With the hair straight up. Because that's just the way mine is thinning. So which one of us is the orangutan?
Right turn, Clyde.
Girl. Crazy.
Can't do it. I'm too old for it.
All right.
I love that orangutan, though.
Sure do. What's a talented actor. Remember BJ and the Bear? Remember there used to be BJ and the Bear?
Uh-huh.
They put an animal in a show, but I can't put it in the bed. I can't do nothing like that. I'm too old for this freaking stuff. You're barely getting me in the bed, so now.
Sometimes you don't knock it till you tried it, though. You know, sometimes.
No, he got to. What he got to do is serve his time and do like other brothers. Educate yourself. Read a dictionary every day like Denzel did in Malcolm X.
The whole thing?
Get your mind right. He need to come out a better man than when he went in, and then I might try something, you know.
What did you say, nephew?
What?
No, I heard you.
What?
Don't try to pretend like you didn't say it.
He said don't knock
it till you try.
We tried it. See, you can't go against stuff till you know what's really going on.
You can't figure this out without having to actually do it.
See, let me explain something quick.
What?
She says she's been forced into a three. I've been forced into one before. And I learned to like it once I got there. See, y'all ain't never been forced into something. And then when you get there, realize that this is the promised land. You ain't never had that before, have you?
No, Tommy.
Ain't nobody doing that. Matter of fact, I'm not doing it. I'm going to organize like Sally Field and Norma Ray. No.
Good, no.
You're really into these movies today, Cheryl.
No. That's right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.